brothers and sisters in Christ, today we celebrate with great joy the mystery of Christ, the Son of God, come into the world. The Word was made flesh and made his dwelling among us. This is from today's gospel reading from the first chapter of the Gospel of St. John. And then he goes on to say, no one has ever seen God. The only Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him. So we celebrate the arrival of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Word made flesh, in our midst, who dwells amongst us. And this is the great mystery of faith, that God, who made us, who is outside of time and space, is eternal, yet came among us in our own nature, in human flesh. And the apostles saw him. It wasn't just a story that they heard. They saw him. They touched his flesh. They beheld him with their senses, with their eyes. They heard his voice. We see images of Jesus Christ. We see this little infant here laid in a manger, which is, of course, the great irony of Jesus Christ come into the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, found no place to lay his head but a manger, a trough for beasts of burden to take their sustenance. And this is symbolic, it's a sign of the truth of Christ, even today. In all of this fallen world, he is present, but not universally recognized or adored or worshipped or loved. Where did he arrive? He was born in the city of Bethlehem. Bethlehem was the city of David. And of David was prophesied that one of his offspring would inherit an eternal throne. And so the King of Kings, the fulfillment of that messianic prophecy, comes to his own city, the little town of Bethlehem, as we sang in the opening hymn. No one was willing to open their doors to him. There was not a family member among Joseph's relatives who would take pity on this young couple and poor Mary about to give birth, and the best that they could do was offer them a stall for animals, a stable. And so Jesus, the King of Kings and our Savior, was born in this stall and laid in a manger. Now, the word Bethlehem means house of bread. And so, again, we see another sign in the conditions of his birth, of his arrival in this world, that harmonize with the whole truth of Christ. Everything in the life of Jesus is harmonious with God's plan and has meaning. And so he's laid in a manger. He is food. He is our bread. So in the house of bread he's laid, and this is the sign of Christ as our communion, as our manna, bread from heaven, descended to earth, that gives us sustenance. As he's not recognized or loved even in his own town, in his lifetime, even today, he's still not loved and recognized by everyone. And yet he is amongst us. The Word made flesh did not ascend into heaven and leave us until the end of time when he comes again in glory. No, Emmanuel, we've been singing Emmanuel, O come, Emmanuel, all through Advent. Emmanuel means God with us. And Jesus said, I will be with you until the end of time. Though many still do not recognize him, some do. It was first given to Peter, the apostle, the leader of the apostles, who first made the confession of faith. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. So, in the faith of Peter, which is the faith of all the apostles and all of the successors of the apostles and all of the faithful, the baptized, the church, you and I, there's this great mystery that the Son of the living God, the Word made flesh, came amongst us, and not only came amongst us, but remains with us. The manger is a sign. It's rough wood. It's sort of brutal nature is a sign of the cross where Christ would then make his sacrifice for our redemption. It's also a sign of the communion plate where he's laid at every holy mass. So the sacrifice of the cross, which is re-presented and present at every holy mass, it's the same sacrifice. Jesus is with us. That is his true presence, his real presence, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And so, just as he was laid in a manger, which is that trough of food, food for the animals, he's laid on the communion plate to be food for us. And this is during every Mass, after the consecration, that moment of the climax, really, Jesus becomes present, the priest pronounces the words, mystery of faith. And this is the recognition of this mind-boggling reality, that God not only came and remained and was amongst us, dwelt amongst us, but he remains amongst us. By his will, the words that he said at the Last Supper, the Mass was instituted, the priesthood was instituted. So what we do here today is part of an unbroken tradition of faith, the will of God. He founded the church. He inspired Peter. And the church has carried forth this faith and faithfully carries out the will of God, which is this redemptive sacrifice at every holy Mass, and will continue doing so, continuing the work of Jesus Christ, his redemption, his sacrifice, until he comes again. The sacrifice that the Son of God, who is infinite and majestic and beyond our comprehension in his holiness and his greatness, appears to us first as a little baby and then now as a simple host on the communion plate. It's truly him in the substance, but what appears to us seems practically insignificant and yet sustains us. It's the life that makes us more than just beasts. As Father Matthias has been pointing out frequently in his homilies, something really changes when we become Christians, When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, became man, he divinized humanity. He made humanity godlike. And as we heard in the gospel today, those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. So, brothers and sisters, it's no trivial matter that we receive Jesus Christ in Holy Communion. It's not a meal like any other meal. It's the grace by which we are given the life of God and become, as brothers and sisters in Christ, children of God. And so this is the great mystery of faith. We see it in the manger, and we see it in the Holy Mass, and we partake of it in Holy Communion. And so, in a certain sense, at every Mass, it's as though we're at Bethlehem, the house of bread. Not only do we receive our sustenance, but we meet our God, and we commune with him, and we worship him. So, as many works of art and film present for our senses the memory of Christ at Bethlehem, and it's uplifting, and we get emotionally involved imagining the scene of the little baby in the cold there with Mary, with Joseph, with the steaming breath of the animals. We get very involved and we're moved, rightfully. But let us see that it's even more real and more precious and more vital when we meet Jesus here at the communion rail, possibly every day. If you come to Holy, the daily Mass, and in a state of grace can receive him. So let us, as we prepare to receive him today at this Holy Mass, imagine ourselves at Bethlehem on that holy day of his birth, coming to give worship to the King of Kings, who appears as a little baby who is with us today as Holy Communion. And may Mary, who brought him to the world, accompany us in our worship and help us receive her Son with due worship, reverence, and love and faith. Praise be Jesus and Mary.